Welcome to episode 208 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are going to continue Government Month and Currency Week by investigating the mystery of sky gold. Gold is usually the standard by which currency is measured, hence the gold standard in the US that lasted for a long time. Even today, gold is considered precious, despite its relative uselessness as an actual metal. A few thousand years ago, another metal held that top spot, though. Iron. Iron is tough to get. It requires metallurgical chemical processes to refine and separate from other metals. That's why humans were around for thousands, if not millions of years, before actually figuring out how to get the stuff. Interestingly, there are a few tantalizing examples of iron tools dated way before metallurgy brought the Iron Age about. One set was found in an ancient Egyptian tomb. Indeed, Egypt gives us the key to understanding where this iron came from. The Egyptian word for iron is banpat, translated as iron from the heavens. Now take this literally. Historians and archaeologists alike believe that the iron used in those few early instruments actually came from the sky, in the form of a meteor. Since it came from the vacuum of space, this iron wasn't exposed to oxygen or other elements that could form impurities. It's not such a far-fetched idea. Records show that Eskimos in Canada did the same thing for thousands of years. In its time, iron was far more valuable than gold. Iron could be molded into tools and was much more rare, as the only way you could get it was by having it fall right into your lap. Thanks for tuning in to episode 208 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Currency Week by taking a look at one man who wants to change the American dollar forever.